Well, hey there. Welcome back to Pinterest for Equestrians. My name is Lindsay Rains, and I'm the owner and founder of Hoofprint Marketing, Pinterest and content marketing for equine businesses. And I'm back today to let you know a little more about Pinterest for equestrian users. So Pinterest is an amazing platform because it's not just a search engine, and it's not just a place where you go and mindlessly scroll like another social media, like you would scroll the followers that you follow. But Pinterest is a place where you can go to learn, shop, and be inspired. So the beautiful thing is that when you log on to Pinterest, your smart feed or your home feed is going to be tailored to things that you've already searched for, as well as suggest new things that you might be interested in that you never even thought of looking for. So today I wanted to focus on the first aspect of a three-part series of why we might use Pinterest and how we might do that. So as I said, Pinterest is a platform to learn, to shop, and to be inspired. So today we're going to focus on what you can learn on Pinterest. Now, one of the big things that I encounter with equestrian users is that you think that you can't find anything for horse-related topics. I mean, it doesn't even cross our minds, right? So a lot of times if we even find something horse related, it might be because we clicked on a beautiful horse picture, or maybe we were searching for something else animal related, or, you know, related to our dogs or something. And then maybe Pinterest suggested a horse picture and then we've gone from there. But a lot of horse owners don't realize yet, and even just horseback riders may not realize yet, that you can find a plethora of resources out there on how to care for your horse. Training tips, horseback riding tips, and even amazing facts about horses. You know, you can be searching about horseback riding and then find a beautiful destination in Australia, a beautiful destination to go vacation and stay at a ranch and go horseback riding. The possibilities really are endless with Pinterest. So I want to show you a little bit today on our Pinterest app how you could go and learn something new on Pinterest. So in the same way that you might have a question and just log on to Google and look for the answer, you can actually just open up your Pinterest app, pop in a question into the search bar, or even just some keywords, and Pinterest will give you its best results. So if you start from your home feed, you can go ahead at the bottom, second to the left, next to the Pinterest icon, there's a little magnifying glass. And just go ahead and click that search bar, and it'll give you the opportunity to type something in. So today, I'm just going to generically look for horse care tips, right? So when I search horse care tips, it pops in a bunch of other suggestions like DIY, grooms, health for beginners, coconut oil, in addition to the top results. So I already see all of these amazing articles about taking care of my horse, but if I want to narrow it down more, I can. And that's the beautiful thing about Pinterest, is that you can be looking for something and Pinterest will try to anticipate how to better serve you as a user. And this is something that I really love about Pinterest, because it really wants to create a good tailored experience for you and really narrow down what your needs are, what your desires are, how it could provide more inspiration, more knowledge, and get closer to what you're looking for. So I'm just going to scroll down, and there's grooming tips and tricks. Some of these results, as I said, are generic because I haven't been super specific. How to massage your horse, grooming habits, tips for horse hair care, DIY horse care tips, what to do between farrier visits, daily horse care checklist. And actually, you know what? Let me look at the daily horse care checklist, because a little organization in my life would be really nice, right? Who doesn't want a little more organization in their life? So when I click on it, so you're going to see all of these beautiful images, and some of them will have text and some don't. But if you look below the image, sometimes it'll populate with a description if it doesn't have it on the actual image. But this image has a description. It says daily horse care checklist. And if I click on it to look closer, Pinterest gives me the option to visit it, so I can click through again. I can tap the picture again, and it'll take me to horsesandfoals.com, or I can click visit. It'll do the same, or I can save it. The red button says save, so I could save that to look at later. I can just save it to one of my boards or create a new board, or I can look at the little bracket on the left-hand side with the arrow on it and share it. So if I want to, say, share this with one of my friends, send it as a text message or send it as a pin or in an email, I can do that. So, but if I scroll down, then I can see who shared it. So who shared it and who uploaded it are sometimes different, and you can follow either. And then if you keep scrolling, say I save this article. So if I'm saving this article for later, but I still want to just gather a little more information, I can scroll down, and Pinterest is already created another feed that's specific to this pin, and it says more like this. So now I have more learning resources right below this pin that are related to the search that I just did. So first time horse owner checklist, 16 tips for owning a horse on a budget, 6 things all horses hate, and the list goes on with all of these other similar resources that could help me if I'm already looking to create a good care routine for my horse. Pinterest might see that, you know, other users also searched for, you know, best information for first-time horse buyers. So all kinds of different things. Then I keep scrolling down and I see feeding guides, how to make sure my horse settles in. So all this is very specific. So 6 must-have chores for your barn each evening. So as you can see, not only did I discover something that I was looking for, but now I have all of these articles that could help me deepen my knowledge on this topic about caring for my horse on a daily basis, bringing my horse home for the first time. The list is endless. And so if I keep clicking on horse articles, the search is going to get more tailored to what I'm looking for. So if I click on another article, then it's going to give me more options like that. And then now if I go back to my smart feed, Pinterest is going to suggest more things that are related to that. It's not going to completely flood my smart feed with that if I've done other searches, but it's going to know that this is something that I'm interested in. So the same goes for anything else that you might be searching for. Maybe I want trailer loading tips. I can search trailer loading tips. So I went from something super broad to something super specific, and still I have a bunch of resources for trailer loading and all of that. So like I said, you can apply this to anything horse related. It can be horseback riding, horse training, horse care, all kinds of things, even just facts about horses. You can be as narrow or as specific as you want. And if the topic is really broad or if there's a lot of results, then Pinterest will help you narrow down your search to find exactly what you're looking for. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Pinterest for Equestrians. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about the second thing that you can find on Pinterest in learning, shopping, and being inspired. We're going to learn more about shopping on Pinterest and all of the ways that Pinterest makes it easy and really specific to our needs. Take care now, and I'll catch you in the next episode.